Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler the
good morning. Pizza Box Mike filling in for Matt Flynn Direct, and you're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And, of course, I have Luke Mathers over there. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do this show. And I'm going to listen today, too, Luke, because I want to hear Matt Flynn in the afternoon, because I don't think I've ever heard him on that shift. And the callers are going to have an opportunity to have a say, because he really does take all calls. I'll tell you, I've never seen anybody take all calls like Matt Flynn does. And he even lets the wrong calls go on and on and on so that after you're done airing it, he can try and correct you a little bit. He's tried to correct me a few times, but ask my mom about that. Hey, you know, I walked outside 4:30 this morning, getting ready to go get my coffee and come here. And I could just tell it was the first day of winter, right? You know, December 21st. Oh, wait, it's like 3 hours away. Three and a half, something like that. And I'm just kidding, by the way. All I can think about is 2 years ago. I don't even remember last winter. That must have been the grandkids with me and stuff. I know it snowed, and they got to go out and play in it for the first time ever because they aren't from Wisconsin. And right now they're in South America. Just saw pictures of them at some, I don't know, they must have been at a park or something. Beautiful. And it just kind of brought me back to life because winter gets me down. It usually just, I mean, it hits me, and because there's no snow and ice, I'm thinking, wow, think of how lousy I would really feel right now if there was snow and ice everywhere, because driving is such a pain in the butt, and the way that people drive, no, can't take it. So anyway, 2 years ago, it was like November it all started. We had like three snowstorms before the second week of November, and there was snow on the ground from that point all the way till spring. And that's when I just, no, if I wanted this, I'd move up to somewhere further north. Because right now, up north, they had snow. And, oh, then they had wind and high temperatures and tornadoes, just like everything else, right? So Mother Nature is doing her best, folks, to pull her version of cancel culture, meaning the human activity, I think. And it's going on all over the world. You got volcanoes, hurricanes, typhoons, floods, fire still. I mean, the devastation is just unbelievable. And I love Mother Nature, but I think she's going to have a say before this is all done, don't you think? I mean, come on. What was it? 60? It was 61 last week, and I decided to stay up and go watch all this wind. And it wasn't that bad where I was, right? It was windy, but I knew there wasn't any tornadoes. There weren't even any clouds, really. So I had quite the show, and I'm talking to a friend on Facebook. She's freezing because it's only 33 degrees down here in Arizona. And yes, at night it gets cooler in the desert. I understand that. But it was a little out of whack to be 61 up here and 33 there. I don't know. Where are we going to run to? Well, ask the billionaires. Why do you think they're taking rockets into space? I'm waiting for Mother Nature to respond to that as well. We should start that pool of which billionaire is going to be the first one to have a catastrophe in space. Because that happens, right? Or do these guys have just the best stuff? Remember when they were trying to dismantle NASA and say, we don't need this, we don't need that. Yeah, we'll just privatize NASA to the billionaires. That's basically what's happened. Everything has happened that way. It wasn't that long ago it wasn't like this, folks. I mean, really? I mean, I think back to my childhood, and it was great. You know, I lived the American dream as a child. There's no question about it. Mom and dad, teachers. Well, my dad was a principal. And no, we didn't want to go to the same school as either of them. They weren't at the same school. Different towns. But we had the great life, man. We were out in the country. We had ponies and a couple horses and chickens and rabbits and a dog and cats. And I don't know how many acres, probably five. And us six kids were out there playing all the time. But of course we had work to do too, right? We had to plant a garden and pull the weeds and my brother and I had to like dig a driveway out before we could move into the house. And we were like in third and fourth grade. That, by the way, is probably why my brother was an All-American and Olympic class wrestler. You know, we weren't very big. And that guy was just, there was something about him. Just had this toughness, you know, this inside mental toughness, and just never cried and never complained about anything. And I love my brother. He's in Colorado, and unfortunately, he's been struggling with Alzheimer's for several years now and didn't deserve it. Is that Mother Nature? I don't know. I'm thinking I might have the same issue someday. I've had several concussions, and I think that's what caused my brother's issues. When you're wrestling mean guy state champs from every state every day, it's kind of dangerous. So anyway, I'm enjoying this winter. It's starting today. And I don't care if it doesn't snow. I know it's not good. Climate change isn't good, but I'm going to learn how to adapt to a no-snow Christmas and winter. Doesn't bother me a bit. If you're wanting to call in today, 844-967-2789. I do believe Mother Nature is going to end up winning on this. And a lot of us are going to get canceled. But I want to move into the that cancel culture thing that they throw around, right? I told you guys yesterday we should have come up with a bill that would have been had a better name for the Trumpers and for those patriots here, those nationalists, you know. Come up with a name of a bill that matches what they think is a nationalist theme. Yes, America First Bill. Change a name. Might work. I mean, you put America first, right? All those guys, what, you got Republicans voting against that? Their people aren't going to like that. What do you mean? We're putting America first. Why would you do that? The same thing Trump wanted to do. You see how you can use their words against them or take them yourself and turn them into something real? I get so tired of listening to this nonsense about how do we frame this, or how do we say this? What kind of words can we put into this? We need to message better. And I heard Gordon Hintz say that, you know, he's stepping down, right? First thing that went through my mind was, hey, Gordon, you finally got the hints. And the reason why I say that is because he, great speaker, I listened to him rattle against the Republicans. He's right. He said, you know, I did everything I could to message against the Republican policy. That you did. And then, yes, you talked about how you guys stuck together and made sure that you kept that veto, you know, proof away from the, so that the governor could veto anything and the Republicans couldn't stop it. Well, of course you're going to stick together. That wasn't anything hard, was it? But what you didn't do was the kind of messaging that all these organizations I've been involved in, fighting for the people at the bottom, Fight for 15, Poor People's Campaign, Voces de la Frontera. Those were three organizations that I felt a strong connection to. These are like working class people with families. That's me. I didn't take the easy road. I could have. I had jobs that I just were ridiculous amounts of money that you could be making, right? Of course, I stopped short of that because now that I got this chunk of change here, I'm going to go have some fun, right? I'm young. Let's go play. Oh, I wish I would have bought some land instead, somewhere with trees and a lake or a pond or something like that. Something, if I could go back, yeah, I'd be more of a part of nature than, I mean, I'm connected to it pretty well, actually. So now, speaking of nature, we've got, you know, two people coming in to replace, you know, the old folks that were speakers in the assembly, right? Minority speakers. And their total age of 30 and 22? Huh? Voss is 53. I didn't know that. I got news for you, Voss. You're not going to like 60. It's a good thing you've tried four different wives. And I mentioned that to Luke this morning. He's been married three times. Yes, and an annulment. So actually he tried it four times. Two annulments? No, he's...
2 minutes.
Oh. Thank you. I thought you were going to say he's only been married twice. What? You've been sleeping, man. You didn't have any coffee. I saw you unpack your lunch. It looks pretty good. The grapes especially, the same kind I have. Anyway, there's so much work to be done to stop everything that's happening right now. And it's going faster and faster and faster, right? The world is just spinning. I can't even believe these last 2 years have flown by, right? It's already the end of 2021. You're kidding me. And I'm not working, but, you know, part-time and stuff. So why is this time flying by so fast? Because the world is spinning, folks. You can't keep up with it. It's stressful. People are snapping everywhere. That's why I had to take a step back this week. I'm like, dang, you know, I'm starting to wish really awful things onto people that I don't like. And that's not me. I don't want to turn into that, but I think that's where we are. That's where nature's turned, man. We're all shifted so far right, it's everybody out for themselves, right? Don't trust anybody, don't like anybody, unless they're just like me. Hoping somebody calls in and begs to differ with me on this. Anybody. I know there's some people out there who don't agree with me. Bring it on, man. I'm trying to get better at that, but do remember that, you know, if you start going down that Trump hole, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to pull the plug on it. We've heard your side. He told me, the guy's telling me that at the Capitol this week. How come you never let anybody talk? I just did all the talking for you. I was talking about your side. Why do you defend it? Why do you defend Republicans at this point? Why do you vote for them? Back in a minute.